Mark Holley, doctoral academy fellow in public policy at the University of Arkansas and fellow at the Mackinac Center as well, on the other end of our line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Frank.
Nice to talk with you again. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
We just had Barack Obama in town, and one of his promises was to pay the college education for all people who will commit to a career in teaching. Is that one way to solve a teaching crisis?
Well, I think we have to think about what we mean by the teaching crisis, first of all. When in the teacher quality primer, which we'll be releasing and which I'll be discussing today, we talk about how we're going to measure teacher quality. That is, are we going to continue to deem a teacher to be of high quality because he or she has graduated from a certain program, or are we going to start transforming the way we think about teacher quality by thinking about teacher effectiveness by evaluating teacher performance in the classroom?
How do we evaluate it? What's a fair way? Because teachers feel beat up over all of this.
Well, that's a fair question. And the thing to do is to think about measuring a teacher's value added. So when we think about looking at two different teachers, we might say, okay, look, there's a teacher who's got students who perform at the 60th percentile. And then there's another who's got students who perform at the 25th percentile. Well, certainly the one at the 60th percentile is better. Well, not so much. I mean, what if those students at the 60th percentile started at the 65th percentile? And alternatively, what if those at the 25th percentile started at the 15th percentile?
But, Mark, isn't every classroom different, too? I mean, you have a different personality of student in each chair. You have maybe more disruptive kids in one classroom than in the other. All of these are factors in learning, too, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. The idea is that, however, is that when we look at all the things that schools can control, teachers matter most for raising student achievement. So that relationship that you're talking about between a teacher and a student, that's what we want to maximize. That's what we want to hone in on so that we can get the most out of the investment that we're making in public education.
Do you believe that we should offer merit pay to teachers?
I think that's a great step. Looking at teacher compensation reforms is a great way to align the incentives in our compensation system with the outcome that we care about most in education, which is raising student achievement.
And what would you base it on? Test scores?
Yes, that would be the bulk of it. As I said before, we want to motivate teachers to maximize the use of what we can refer to as their discretionary effort. We want them to maximize their commitment to learning, and we're going to reward them for it if they have exceptional gains.
Mm-hmm. You've also been an advocate of competition in the education industry, if you will, between public schools and private or schools of choice.
That's right.
Yeah. How does that help education?
Well, that's going to help education by allowing parents to choose. Basically, parents are consumers of education, and if they can choose from among a wide array of choices, then the teacher, this education supply, the market of schools, needs to respond more positively to teacher demands. And by that competition, just like we think of competing restaurants or any other sort of market where there's competition, it's going to drive up quality because the market has to respond to the consumer's needs.